Hey everyone, Queen Cooley here. Thank you so much for being here. I am your shaman, your spiritual teacher, and your guide. I am here on planet Earth to help you move into your soul purpose, figure out why you're here, and figure out your gifts. Forgive me for the background. I am babysitting a dog, and they didn't really have a good background. I didn't want to blur it with something silly, so just wanted to kind of keep it super simple, but I wanted to make this video. This is for you 11s. I'm an 11 as well, as you know. And if this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been with me for a while, welcome back. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I really appreciate it. Just quickly, the ways to work with me are one-on-one. People work with me for a month or 6 months or a year. It just depends on what your needs are. As well as the Brave Academy. And then I'm going to have another way opening up probably this week. I am working on something that is more economical for you guys out there. But the reason I wanted to make this video for you today is it's really about three different ways to elevate your life and move into your soul purpose. And I was doing some reflection and this is about the harsh truth of why you won't move forward in life. So, as you know, as an 11, we are the overthinkers of the world. We create beautiful things. We love to help others. We have a curiosity that can never be quenched, which is amazing. We do like to be in the front, but we're happy to support others as well and do the hard work. We believe in goals. We believe in setting them, reaching the goal, and then setting another one. We don't believe in, well, we don't really work within the parameters of let's just see what happens. We are, most of us, very goal-driven people. We make our lists, we check off the list. This is kind of the way we are. And we're super fun-loving. People get us wrong all the time because they think that we're brooding or, if we're at a party, we're going to be uncomfortable because we're receiving everybody else's energy. And we either haven't prepared for it or we need to get rid of it and unload it when we get back home. So we don't see and feel things the way other people do. They can go to a party, there can be 100 people there, they'll be fine having a great time. For us, even if there's 10 people, we can feel overwhelmed, right? We can feel as though we don't belong, we don't have anything good to say. And our energy, we just kind of put up all our barriers to protect ourselves because people are swinging their energy everywhere. And then if we take it on because we're so sensitive, that becomes a problem. Now we have to offload it. So we are definitely misunderstood, but we are amazing beings with amazing gifts. But here's the harsh truth, you guys. A lot of you say that you're ready. And you want to make changes, and you're so exhausted from trying to figure out why you're here and what your gifts are. But when the rubber meets the road, when it's time to say, okay, I'm giving you an answer, the realms have given you an answer. I've gone, your ancestors have given you answers. The archangels are here with you. The totem animals are here with you and giving you, everybody's given you answers on relating to your soul purpose, why you're here, and how you want to move forward. And then what happens to a lot of people is after they have gotten through a session, stepped out, gotten through a session, which is amazing, gotten the information from the realms, they will sit back and basically retract. So they will say to themselves, okay, I've got the information, awesome, but internally, subconsciously, they get scared because they don't know this terrain, which is understandable. And they pull back and then they stop. And then they say things like, I want to, should I go back to my corporate job? And should I do what I was doing before? And I'm thinking, well, if you need to for the money to flow, I understand that. But you were so unhappy in these other roles. You were so miserable, and you've been trying for so long to break out to do your own thing. And then, when we give you the keys to the car, to the Lamborghini, or whatever it is you love to drive, you pull back and say, nope, there's your keys. I'm more comfortable in my Kia. And there's no shade on anybody if you like Kias. Kias are great cars, don't get me wrong. But I'm just using it as an example that when you ask for something for such a long time and then you finally get the answer, but then you pull back, that's only because you're afraid of this new territory. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know how to navigate it. What if I fail? A lot of 11s have surrounded themselves with people that they love, but those people don't understand them at all. So that's doubly hard, right? But here's the thing. If you want to change your life, you have to take action and you have to move forward, even if you're scared, and you will be. You will be scared. It doesn't matter if it's personally or professionally, it doesn't matter. It's almost like if you've been a little heavy all your life physically, and you finally decide, okay, I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape because I need to get better and feel better about myself. Great. You go to the gym, you sign up, you start to go, and then you pull back and you stop going. It's too hard. Can't deal with it. It's too much. Or you want this amazingly low body fat body that you see in a magazine, but you have to understand that the person that has that body has made sacrifices. They go to the gym 6 to 7 days a week. They watch every single thing that they put in their mouth. They're always trying to do better, to lift more, or to try something new, maybe bring in yoga to be more flexible. It's all about the goal, right? If you look at anybody successful, Taylor Swift, Leo DiCaprio, Beyonce, whoever it is that you think's at the top of their game, I can tell you definitely, most assuredly, they have given up a lot to be in that slot because you have to. Greatness requires you to change and evolve and to move forward in different ways than you ever have done before, because what got you here will not get you there. Right? So you're going to have to learn new skills, you're going to have to evolve. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to expand your container, maybe learn new tools, put your energy in different directions than it has been before. So there will be a learning process. There will be a learning curve, but that's what you asked for. You asked to know your soul's purpose and you asked to know, why am I here? And I'm the activator coming through. Let's go. Let's go. Hold up your light for everybody that can't see. No, I'm good. I'm good. Really? Because you've been struggling with it for like 25 years, and the realms just gave you the key. But now you're going to stop. I get it. I understand. And you have free will. So listen, I'm not chastising you. I'm just saying I'll be here when you're ready. But the world needs your light, and the world needs your magnificence. The world needs your thoughts on everything. Right? We all need each other. So please think about going back and retracting into something that never made you happy. Right? Because the more you nurture yourself and create happy feelings, the more receptive you'll be to prosperity and your own ability to transform your thoughts and the feelings they give rise to, that chooses the positive, right? So you have to nurture yourself. You have to create happy feelings. But the more receptive you are and the ability that you have within you to change and to grow and to be different, that's what's going to move you forward, not the same old stuff. So some of the different ways, I wrote down three ways to really elevate your life and move forward. And the first one is that you need to accept that things are going to be different. Here, I took some notes. The first thing is choose faith, accept yourself. When you choose faith over fear, I am choosing to step into my power versus just talking about it. Choosing faith is not always easy, but it's the right thing to do and it will propel you so far. Choosing faith and letting yourself be smaller to let something greater like the creator to come through, whatever that looks like for you. That's a big deal because now you're understanding that number two, the universe has your back and always has. You're not alone. Even though you feel alone, you're not alone. No, somebody might not be here physically next to you, but you're not alone ever. You have your team with you all the time, right? The creator's with you all the time. And thirdly, you need to be your best friend instead of your worst enemy. Some of the things that we say to ourselves, we wouldn't say out loud to anyone. And we stop ourselves because we put in negative energy. And whatever you put energy into grows, right? So you're putting in negative thoughts. I can't do this. I'm not ready. I'm not that person. I'll never change. This isn't going to work. Guess what? It's exactly what's going to happen because you're putting it out there into the universe, and the universe goes, oh, okay, I see you. Let me give you some more stuff that sucks. Versus, I am here. I am open. I am receiving new clients that love me, that I love them. We are going to change the world together. I'm open to more love, more happiness, more joy, more prosperity, right? It's really, really important that you manifest and start working with these kind of tools instead of just going do-do-do along without really even thinking about how things are going to come to fruition. If you want to be seen, you need to take steps to be seen in your business, right? You need to reach out to people and go, hey, I'm here. Do you want to do a get together, you know, to the local business? Really get yourself out there. But one of the saddest things that I've come across is that people will get what they need and then just go back. Because every time you go back, it's harder to get out. And you're leaving more of your energy on the table there, and it's kind of a dead end situation. It's not for you. Most 11s need to work on their own just because of the way we're built. So it's about choosing faith over you and anything else that this is the way I'm supposed to go. I don't have all the answers, but I'm choosing it and I'm moving forward and I don't care what happens. I have burned my boats, and you really need to be at that level, right? Accepting yourself as you are is huge. Be your own best friend instead of your own worst enemy. Right? It's a big deal. It's easy to fall back. I understand that. But you're stronger than that. You're smarter than that. The universe has your back. Not gonna let anything happen to you. All right, guys, I hope this was helpful. Let me know if it was. Send me some comments. I'm here to support you and help you move forward. But sometimes I have to put these videos out to shake people up and remind them, listen, guys, it may not be easy, but if I can do it, you can do it. It's just you have to have the oomph to want to do it and to say, no matter what, I'm moving forward. Right? Because otherwise it's just kind of a waste of time for everybody. Right? So I just want you to be your best and your happiest and your most successful and thriving and whatever that looks like for you. All right, guys, if you're interested in sessions with me, the links will be below. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. Leave a comment. I'll respond to all of them if I can. All right. Thanks.